horror stories of a darkened world. Yet Jesus says, I am the light of the world. But I don't think it's only that. I think that he is the light of your world. He is the light of my world, of our personal worlds, and all that is in it. One of the ways in which it helps me to understand Jesus as the light of my world is when I begin to consider a candle. And so this morning I've lit a candle just as a symbolic way of remembering that Jesus is the light of both the world we live in and he is the light of our personal worlds. There are three things this morning that I'd like you to consider as we consider the candle. A candle is ordinary. A candle is familiar. Should we all have them? We all use them. We know what they're for. But as you look at this particular candle this morning, the first thing that you will see is there is a flame. A flame that is lit. This flame that is lit on this candle this morning, it flickers. It burns. It's lit. It reminds me of the flame of love that is lit within a heart. A flame of love that each one has. Everyone has a flame of love that burns within their hearts. A husband has a flame of love for his wife. A wife has a flame of love for her husband. Parents, when they look at their children, they say, oh, I love them dearly. Why? Because there is a flame that is ignited in the heart. A flame that burns brightly. A flame of love. Just like the flame of a candle. When Jesus looks at his church, he has a flame of love within his heart for his people. You have that flame. Who is it for? Is it for the ones that you love, the ones that you cherish? Is it for the ones that you love dearly? Is it for the Lord himself? And yet I am reminded that there was a time in the church of Ephesus, recorded in Revelation chapter 2, when the love of the people seemed to dim in somewhat. Jesus says these words in Revelation chapter 2, yet I hold this against you, you have forsaken your first love. They seemed to have a love for each other, a love for the Lord, but yet had experienced a time when that flame was dimmed in some way. And Jesus calls them back into relationship. He calls them back into that place where the flame of love is burning brightly. Love. So when you talk about love, you can't help remembering the words of Paul when he wrote to the Corinthians. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. And it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. Always perseveres. Love never fails. And he ends the chapter with that familiar verse. And now these three remain. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And so this morning, as we considered Jesus the light of the world, of your world and my world, let us consider the flame that is lit. A flame of love that is ignited in the heart. The second thing that I'd like you to consider as we think about the candle here this morning is you'll notice that it shines a light. Sure, that's what candles do. That's what candles are made for. Sure, what use would a candle be if it wasn't lit and it wasn't shining? It shines a light. It reminds me of the light of Jesus Christ, the light of heaven from God. He is your light. He is my light. He is our light together. And his light shines. It shines from heaven. It shines brightly. It shines forever, for it is an eternal light. It shines on you. It shines in you. It shines before you. He is the light of your world. Sure, if you have light, you have life. These two things go together. If anyone was to ask God, can I have a bit of light? He'd give you some life. And if you were to ask him, can I have some life? He'd give you some light. Because these two are together, both light and life. I remember somebody saying some time ago, they said, Alan, in order for a light to shine, darkness must be present. That's so true. We live in a darkened world, and I too know that many have experienced their own private and personal darkness. Everyone has experienced darkness of some kind in some way in their own personal life. I also remember the words of my previous pastor, Gareth. He said to me, he says, Alan, don't ever doubt in the dark what you believe in the light. That's so true. Sometimes when we experience a darkened time or a darkened season, we can doubt what we believe in the light. Doubting in the dark what one may believe in the light. But we remember that the light of Christ, the light of God, shines brightly. And it is that light that leads the way for us forever. And the third and final thing I'd like to consider this morning of the candle is the wax. Is the wax of a candle. If you've ever burned a candle, you'll know that the wax melts. And when I think about the wax of a candle that melts, it reminds me. It reminds me of the frailty of life. Life, like wax, can melt away. If you've ever known a loved one and lost them in some way, you will know the frailty of life. The Bible says, people are like grass. They wither, the flowers fall. One day they're here, the next day they're gone. And wax melts like life. The other thing that it reminded me of is that not only is life frail, but people are frail. People are frail. Have you ever seen somebody that you know? Have you ever seen somebody that you love? And you look at them and you think to yourself, they look so frail. When I think about the story of Mary and Martha, one of the ladies in the story was listening to all that Jesus was saying. And her sister was in, seems to be in the kitchen making a meal. And she gets all anxious and she gets all worried about many things. I think to myself, there is a lady who is, seems to be melting because of the things that she is distracted by. There are many things in life, there are many things that could cause us to melt. One of the big ones is worry. When you worry about something, constant worry, it can melt your heart, it can melt your being. Like wax melts of a candle. And so this morning, although it is short and although it is simple, I'd like you to consider that Jesus is the light of the world. But not only the world that we live in together, but he is the light of your world. He is the one with a flame of love for you. He is the one who shines brightly, shines eternally on you, for you, and in you. And as we come around the table this morning, we also remember that he was the one that was melted like wax upon Calvary's cross. We remember the death of the Lord, but we also remember when that candle was lit again on the day of resurrection, on the third day when he rose again. And so this morning, as we come around the table, we remember Jesus is the light. He is your light. He is mine. He is the one that shines. He is the one that was melted like wax. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it. And he says, "This is my body. Do this in remembrance of me." As we share in the bread and the wine, just remember that the Lord Jesus is your light, the light of your life, the life in your world. On the same night and in the same way, he took the wine and he said that this represents his blood that was shed for you and for me. Let's hold a cup and we can drink together. This morning we considered Jesus the light of the world. And as we consider him who has a flame of love in his heart for you and for me. He is the light that shines in us, on us, before us. And we remember that he was melted like wax upon Calvary's cross. Let us drink together. As we bring it to a close, Lord, in prayer we thank you. We thank you that you are the light that shines, even in a darkened place. We thank you, Lord, that we live in your light, in your presence. And this morning, Lord, we ask that you would fill us with the light of life as we are here in your presence. That you would grant us the grace and the strength to continue to walk with you, even as those things would melt us here on earth. We choose to look towards you. We choose to remember you. We choose to reflect upon your great love and upon your words that say, "I am the light of the world." All of these things we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.